One of my favorite movies is Moneyball because it's so quotable. I get to use the quotes in it all the time, especially on the show. So one of the scenes when Billy Beane, played by Brad Pitt, is sitting in the room and they're trying to find new players for the Oakland A's, they keep talking about what great hitters these guys are. And he goes, well, if they hit good, how come they don't hit good? So around here in Seattle, we keep hearing, oh, the homeless problem is getting so much better. Well, if the homeless problem is getting better, then how come it ain't getting better? Joining us now on the KVI studio line, from the Discovery Institute Center on Wealth and Poverty, the one and only Caitlin McKenney. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
So the numbers that have come out recently show quite the opposite of the problem getting better over more than the last decade, don't they?
Yes, they do. The King County Regional Homelessness Authority, which is a mouthful, recently released their 2024 numbers. And people experiencing homelessness in King County, it's up 23% from the last count, now over 16,000 people.
16,000 people. Now, diving into this report that you cited that you've been talking about, I noticed they say it's an undercount. Do we have any idea how far off the actual number those numbers are?
You know, it's a good point. I don't think we do. And KCRHA in the past has actually cited about a 55,000 people number, which is significantly more than this.
Wait a second. So what you're telling me is the actual number of homeless people just in King County, forget the rest of Washington State, according to the official survey of the King County Regional Homeless Authority that has spent millions, actually tens of millions, hundreds of millions, billions of dollars, the best they can give us is, well, it's somewhere between 13,000 and 55,000. Is that what you're telling me?
That's what I'm telling you. They have been notoriously bad at providing data to the public. In fact, last year they didn't even count the unsheltered population of homeless people in King County, which is a big deal as well.
Wow. So if the number has gone up 23%, for all we know, the number's gone up 50% or the number's gone up 100%. We just have no idea. And I'm old enough to remember not that long ago when they said, okay, we're going to have a homeless emergency here. And that was for a grand total of 3,000 people. So after all the billions of dollars spent, it seems like they've only made it worse.
For sure, they've made it worse. And I think it's because they're viewing a number of people put into housing as the sole metric for success. And we know that that's not successful. That's not treating the underlying causes that are making people become homeless and keeping people in homelessness. Addiction is absolutely, and untreated mental illness, absolutely a part of that picture.
Yeah, sure seems like it. So with all the research you guys are doing over at the Center on Wealth and Poverty at the Discovery Institute, what are the things that actually work to solve it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there are groups in King County that are doing an amazing job helping people turn their lives around, transform their lives, become healthy, and get off the streets, like Union Gospel Mission, like Salvation Army. And I think it's because they are treating the whole person instead of just viewing people as in need of, you know, an isolated apartment unit. Treating them as people in need of relationship and community and services, especially for substance use disorder and mental illness.
Gotcha. Does anybody have the secret recipe? Like, does it mean you have to hit rock bottom and then you have to go to jail? And then when you're in jail, you're ready to reevaluate your life. Is there some process like that, or really every person's different?
You know, I've started a new podcast called Restorations for Discovery's Fix Homelessness Initiative. And my most recent guest was Jenny Burton, who you may be familiar with.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
She's formerly homeless addict. And she says that being arrested and being put in prison was what saved her life, because it gave her that time to have the space to think about her life and make important changes. And she's an amazing example of what comes out of that.
You know, this isn't a one-off, by the way, everybody. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Caitlin McKenney, who's from the Discovery Institute Center on Wealth and Poverty. I mean, Jenny Burton, we know her because she's been on TV. Eric Johnson's profiled her on Como News. She's done all the radio circuits. I think she's been on John's show a bunch of times. But what parents tell me who have kids who are dealing with this is they say, I wish my kid would get arrested, or thank God my kid got arrested. Or I have people who come up to me and go, thank God I got arrested. It's not arresting your way out of it. It's somebody needs to realize they are actually facing consequences for their actions, and then they're ready to make a change. Is that going to work in every case? No, of course not. Some people get arrested and keep going back to it. But to take it away as a tool seems foolhardy. Wouldn't you agree?
I totally agree. And, you know, I graduated from UW, from the University of Washington. Jenny went there too. We're both familiar with kind of the pervasive ideology that runs among my peers there, which is that law enforcement is always bad and always against people that need help. And I think Jenny's voice and others, like you're saying, are so important in combating that false narrative.
Well, Caitlin, really appreciate you joining us today to give us the insight into these numbers and the possible solutions. And we really hope to have you back soon.
Thank you, Ari. Appreciate it.
That's Caitlin McKenney, who is with the Discovery Institute Center on Wealth and Poverty. You can find her over on social media at Caitlin McKenney over on Twitter. And of course, you can find the Discovery Institute and their Wealth and Poverty Center at wealthandpoverty.center. You can find it right there. Their website's really easy to find, and they have a lot of great stuff there. Really appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you, Ari.
Always a pleasure.